Thank you for holding. This is Tarnisha with the fraud department. Can I get you to verify that first and last name for me?
Angela Kimberlin.
Thank you for that. I'm just waiting for everything to load up here, okay?
I have no idea what you said. I'm sorry.
Just waiting for everything to load up here so I can assist.
Okay. I just want to tell you, I have a really hard time hearing. So you might get a lot of what's. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. I'll just speak a little bit louder and clearly for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry, it's taking a minute.
That's okay.
All right. All right, so I have the account pulled up and they sent you over for fraud on today. And I'm guessing it's for the charge of 6732, correct?
Right.
Okay. All right, so I do see where it does stem from an order that was placed back on the 29th of November in which you paid the shipping handling of $7.95 to receive a technical bag.
Right.
Do you recall placing that order during that time?
I did do that, but I did not sign up to do anything else.
Okay. When you originally signed up for that order, did you view over their terms and conditions to make sure there was no other offers within it?
I did. And, you know, whenever you do that and then they send you an email, nobody ever sent me an email about anything. And so I didn't know if this was for real or not, or if they just, you know, took the $7.95. And then yesterday my account was over what I have charged on it. And so they went back, and it's Marvelous Hardware that charged that $7.95. And they also charged $67.32 on the 5th of December. And so I've just been waiting on a call back from the customer service to find out what's going on.
Okay. All right. So let me just explain the account. All right. So basically the technical bag that you accepted for free during that time was a free gift welcoming you onto a shopping discount store site in which basically they sent out a $125 gift code voucher to your email for you to be able to go back on that site to shop. So that is actually the original offer that was accepted. It's just the technical bag was just a free gift welcoming you onto it, and the membership part of it was on a 3-day trial period. So if you didn't want to be a part of the membership, you can cancel the membership but still receive your free gift. So that's basically what has happened with this account. That's pretty much what the charge was for and why you were billed.
Well, I don't want the bag. I don't want to have anything to do with it because nobody even sent me an email for telling me that I have the $120 thing. Nothing. Nobody's done anything.
Okay, let's verify the email address that we have on file. Okay, so we have sandytigers@gmail.com. Is that the correct one?
Right, right.
Okay, so it would have went to that email. You should have received the email confirmation. If it didn't go in your inbox, then it more than likely had went into your spam. What I can do is we can go ahead and get the account canceled, which I see it has already been canceled because you were sent over for fraud, and we have proven that it's not fraud. What I can do is I still can grant a credit back into the account, which would be 50% of that charge going back.
Which would it go back into my credit card?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the price of the shipping for the bag is also going to go back in?
No, ma'am. And that's due to the fact that it has already been shipped. I can track it and see when it was delivered because it did deliver through regular mail. Give me one moment. All right, so it looks like the expected delivery date is December the 7th.
Today, okay. because I haven't got anything yet.
Yeah, so you should receive it on today. And like I said, that was totally free, so you're not being billed for that at all.
Okay, and nobody's going to request it back or anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Because, that, like I said, that was totally a free gift. The only thing that she was responsible for with that free gift is paying the shipping and handling. You're just being charged for what was actually offered, being offered at that time.
Okay. So do you know how long it'll be before that is put back on my credit card?
It usually takes anywhere between 2 to 3 business days.
2 to 3, okay. And then next month it won't be charged again?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Could I get your name?
Tarnisha.
T-A-R-N-I-S-H-A.
T S and Tom.
T A R N I S H A.
That is correct.
Okay, that's a pretty name.
Thank you.
I've never heard that before, but it's pretty.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so is that all I need to do?
Yes, ma'am. Now, did you receive a cancellation number from the previous rep?
From the previous what?
Did you receive a cancellation number before you was transferred over to the fraud department?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I'll go ahead and give you one.
Okay.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 2-6-3-0-6-6-5-4-0.
Okay. Okay.
All righty. Is there anything else I can do for you on tonight?
I think that's it. Are you guys, do you work from home and just get the phone when you're called? Like you're trying to sleep and get these calls 24 hours a day? Is that how it works?
No, ma'am. It's in-house and we have in-house and remote. So it's like a constant thing, nonstop. I wish I could go to sleep in between, but we can't.
That would be good, wouldn't it? I know that when, I sit here all day and waited for somebody to call me back. And it's like I fell asleep about 5:30 and I woke up and she had called. So that's always how it works,
Yeah, I do apologize, though. We just been having, high call volumes, and we're just trying to get to everybody as quick as we can, as fast as we can. And sometimes that does roll over until later in the night, but we just try to make sure we get to you guys.
Well, can I ask you this? She told me that y'all represented about, I don't know, she said 300 or 400 different companies. I'm not sure what she said.
Yes, ma'am. We stand in for multiple online merchants, but we don't know what merchants that the customer is under until they actually call in and we look up the account.
Do you guys represent TRF? It's like they sell tactical stuff. I got an issue with them, and I'm in on their customer service thing, too, waiting on a phone call. I was just wondering if y'all are connected with that one.
No, ma'am. This is the only account we have for you in our system.
Okay. Well, it was worth a try. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a happy holidays.
Can I ask you, is there any way for me to get an email with the cancellation on it?
I can put in a request, and you should have also received a refund email confirmation, and that will also have the order number in it as well and the cancellation number.
Okay, so I won't have to worry about being charged for this at all because my credit card company said you need to change your card number if you're being charged like that. Do I need to go that far? This is not going to be an issue, right?
No, ma'am. So we have already gotten the account canceled for you. Once it's canceled, you're not billed any further from the merchant.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Have a good rest of your day.
You do the same, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.